My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Monday, Tuesday, hump day is halfway.
It's Mike Shope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550.
Hi there, welcome. Today is going to be busy. Not that caller-driven days are not busy, but it just feels busier when, like, I am booked here. We've got Sal coming up, of course. Greg Rousseau from the Bills. Everybody is talking fantasy this week. Who do I want here? The View? There isn't Oprah anymore, right? Donahue died. The View is taking fantasy questions and answering start-sit questions. Everybody's doing it. Scott Barrett from Fantasy Points will be along. I'm going in backwards order here for some reason. And coming up at 3:30, one of my favorite chats that we get to is Craig Hoffman out of Washington. We'll talk a little bit about the Commanders. I was sort of a little bit worried about that. Like the timing of that, because there was the chance that there'd be today would be sort of newsier with the Bills after yesterday, but it really isn't. I mean, they didn't lose anybody or add anybody else from other teams through waivers. Mike White last night, and you know, Mike White is as good a reason as any to bring back out the reverse AFC power rankings. And joining Zach and me today to be our third party is Sneaky Joe. Joe, I mean, what an opportunity here for you to, plant your flag on the afternoon show.
Yeah, of course. With the news of Mike White and Brandon Bean saying it's truly unknown if Mitch Trubisky will play in week one. Isn't it? It's kind of funny that we spent any time on backup quarterback when that question, like, is known, right? He's not going to see the field week one regardless, right, other than injury. But we've been focusing on it anyway, I guess.
Probably. You know, we don't really know much about it. He didn't look good walking around, the video I saw last week, so...
You know what I mean? Like, actually, like, play, though. Like, the backup, unless something goes terribly wrong, isn't going to actually play. It's who stands in uniform on the sidelines.
Yes, well, hopefully.
Yeah, right.
That's a different conversation, and one we hope to not have, but...
Right.
Well, thank you, Joe. I am choosing to not... look up last week's. It's time for a new piece of paper. That's one reason for it, because I'm not going to write this week's reverse AFC power rankings next to last week's. I don't have any room on last week's. Everybody needs to know that. Reverse AFC power rankings powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit empireelectricians.com. And maybe in the same vein as me saying that everybody's talking fantasy this week because everybody's drafting, I might ask you a quick fantasy take on each team as we go. You up for that?
Oh, I'm totally up for that. I think I've had more drafts. Is this everybody's busiest season where I've had more drafts in the last like 10 days than in the last 5 months before that combined?
This is the week. I mean, Labor Day weekend, last weekend, this is definitely the week for it, which is, you know, great. I'm hearing, I don't know, I guess I have a reputation. I'm hearing from people just kind of that I hardly ever talk to who want to know what they should do with their keeper decision. That's happening a lot, which I'm, you know, I'm flattered by that.
Keeper decision, and I've got a bunch of questions about guillotine strategy from a lot of first-timers in the last couple of days. I feel like guillotine usually comes late. That's usually like the last, that's my final couple drafts at least.
My son and I were in the car today, and we heard, because I was listening to a podcast, a reference to a guillotine league, and he asked me if I was in one, and I'm not, because the one that I was in, that you were in, I was running, and that's one area where I cut back a couple of years ago. It was just like a couple of leagues that I was running, I just decided I couldn't do that anymore. If I could, I would get out from running all the leagues. You know, just
I see. You were less getting out from just guillotine in general, just more leagues you were running.
Yes. No, I would be in a guillotine league. I mean, I don't know if I have time anymore between now and the regular season, but I would do it. Yeah. I just don't want to organize it and chase people and collect money, you know, and do all that. I'm getting old for that.
I wanted to cut back by getting out of the one league that I was in, a couple leagues I was in, but one, the Vampire League that I've been in here at work. But I almost wanted to cut back on some leagues, so I think I got to be out, unless you want to allow me to be the vampire. But I think you can't do that. You can't hold the commissioner hostage by saying, I'm only in if I'm the vampire.
Because
only
one
person gets to be the vampire.
That's bad form. I can't say no to leagues I think I can win. You know, that's the catch-22 is, I think I've learned enough about strategy and, you know, discipline, patience, being willing to grind waivers, everything that it takes to be good at it, to think I can, I mean, not in every case, you're never always going to win, but that I think I can do well and look at it as a return on investment and have fun at the same time, meet new people, all these things. And that just adds up to an literally insane level of, quote, work. I mean, I don't know.
Sure.
I've been on the clock 30 times today. I mean, I've been on the clock 30 times today, at least.
That's amazing.
And, you know, there's a family involved. There's a job to do. Anyway, let's get to it. The Reverse AFC Power Rankings, powered by Empire Electric. Why not say it twice? Your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. Joe, 16, that means, as you probably know, who do you think is the worst team in the AFC?
All right. I'll lead off here. Raiders will be my first contribution to the show today. Raiders is my pick for 16.
I will say New England.
I will also go with New England.
New England is the pick. Joe, I think you're on the same page.
I voted immediately.
What?
That's fine.
Protest?
Never mind. I was outvoted immediately, but that's okay. They're not going to be.
Yeah.
We're just going to. Drake May isn't impressed.
Drake May has impressed, but everybody seems to think that the line and the overall is so toxic and terrible that it's not worth it to evaluate him. That's kind of how it sounds to me. So I like drafting May in certain situations, best ball or dynasty. I like having him. I was always May over Daniels, and I still am. But this is a rare one for me where I don't know if it's really worth it to play him.
Yeah. I wonder if it will – I hesitate to make any comparison, I know, with like this, but I wonder if it will look somewhat similar to Allen's rookie year here, where he's just going to be running for his life, but he can run. I'm not saying he can run like Allen, but every time I see him run, he looks impressive to me. He looks fast. I feel like he will make some things happen there. He'll probably get it eventually. I think he'll make some things happen there, even with how bad the line is and the receivers are.
I appreciate you're not calling him sneaky athletic.
I just think he's athletic.
That's right. Why does it have to be sneaky? I don't even mean like sneaky Joe. Why does it have to be a surprise? I agree. So New England at 16, good luck to them. 15, by rule, you're on the Raiders.
Raiders, I'm on, yep.
And that's fine.
It's Minshew. Fine.
Does Devontae Adams play for the Raiders all year?
deadline trade.
Deadline trade.
I think I'd want to bet deadline trade. I don't know, though, off the top of my head, what his cap stuff is like if he's just so easily moved.
It's probably massive, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, haven't they done everything they could to make him unhappy since the day he got there? Like, didn't he go there to play with Derek Carr? Isn't that why he left?
Yes, Fresno State. Fresno State.
And then Carr left, and he's on that documentary swearing at Jimmy Garoppolo, and then, oh, that's okay, because now we got Minshew. And I don't mind Minshew, but just, I don't know why Adams would be excited.
Davante Adams in fantasy, what, mid-third?
Mid-third. Does anyone ever feel happy after or excited, though, after picking him?
It is like that now. I used to be. Even this offseason, I used to be. But now, you know, one guy that's changed that is Neighbors, because Neighbors is now going, like, at or before Adams, and that is so exciting. But
exactly. You pick Neighbors, and your whole room lights up. Like, oh, look at that guy.
Right.
You pick he's the guy who got Neighbors.
That's
no one reacts to the guy who picked Adams.
Davante Adams or Rashee Rice?
Adams.
14. Pittsburgh. Or are you one of these that doesn't think they're terrible?
No, I think they're pretty terrible. But I always think they're terrible. So, like, you know,
one of these years it will be true.
I didn't think they were bad. They were that good last year, and they were in the playoffs.
Well, you saw how that went.
Yeah, no, I'm in on Pittsburgh. I mean, they're for all the, you know, the Bills receiving room is not that impressive, and the Patriots receiving room is not that impressive. Pittsburgh's isn't really either, right? It's just Pickens. And then if Roman Wilson can stay healthy, I guess he's fine, but he's a rookie.
Is it over for Justin Fields?
Yeah, I think it's probably over.
In the league? Almost.
I don't think he can throw. Like, I don't know who... You've made this point about a lot of guys before. I don't know whoever brings him in again with him being their guy, you know?
Right.
Like maybe he gets in relief at some point for somebody, but I would bet that he'll never again be like somebody's plan for to be a starter.
That's right. He'll need the Geno route where he's a backup. He's good enough to be a backup. Somebody gets hurt, he can impress. Something like that happens, and maybe a team thinks they're rebuilding. This could be years from now. And he plays and does well enough to get another deal. I mean, Darnold is still starting in the league. Mayfield is still starting in the league. It's not out of the realm, but it looks bleak for him. All right. Sneaky Joe with us. Reverse AFC Power Rankings. 13. LA Chargers.
Yes.
Ooh, okay. I've been back and forth on them. I think I'm good with this, though. Herbert's hurt. Doesn't that mean they're going to, with a foot injury, they're going to, there already was this thought because of Greg Roman, but aren't they going to run the ball like crazy to not expose him early on?
I think they might have planned on doing that anyway.
Right, exactly.
Greg Roman, Jim Harbaugh, their teams have always done that. So that's been, who is the one, is there one skill position Chargers player that you want in fantasy?
Josh Palmer, I think, actually. Like, I think Palmer, I was just thinking about this the other day, is one of the players I've drafted the most of all summer. Like, I'm into that. I think he's going to be their number one.
I'm not sure he's good, but I wonder what that amounts to. I would guess
sometimes you don't have to be. He's fine, though, right? Like, I don't think he's a – I don't know if he's a bad player. He's just, to me, the de facto number one, unless you think a rookie's going to take the number one spot with McConkey, and that could happen. But I like betting on the veteran there.
Okay. I would say McConkey for me – I've definitely thrown darts at Kamani Vidal in that backfield, but...
the backfield is the one I never take. I maybe I should be taking darts at it, but I just like, I feel like just throw a dart, right? It could be any of four guys. Patterson was getting first team reps at one point during training camp.
Yep. McConkey for me is 90 catches.
Oof.
Just, I'm not sure how many yards that is.
90 targets. Yeah.
All right. Chargers at 13, 12.
Denver.
Tennessee.
Yeah, Denver.
Denver or Tennessee? I'll say Denver. I'm getting a little warmer to Tennessee.
I am too, a little bit. And Denver, I think I want to hold on my hand, take the preseason pledge with them. Like, Bo Nix was really good, but all right, just let me make sure that's good in the regular season before I'm just like, oh, Denver might be actually interesting now. Because otherwise they've been kind of a joke for years.
200 passes to running backs.
good for my Jaleel McLaughlin League of Chokes and Dreams share.
How about that? Listen to this. Worlds colliding.
Where can I get Jaleel McLaughlin to lead the Broncos in receptions this year?
Oh,
my
wow.
odds be on that.
That's got to be something you can do. I don't know if it's sound business practice, but it's got to be something you can do. Somebody will take that action. 11, Tennessee.
Who else could it be? I want to like the Titans, but...
Indianapolis, Cleveland.
Yeah, I'm not... I kind of want to be, like, putting the Titans higher than 11. But I like Levis. They've got good veteran receivers, but I can't justify it. I think they probably have to go next. So I'll say Titans.
I just don't know on Levis. They're definitely going to lean into it. They're going to throw the ball more than maybe they ever have. Have they ever been this team? They in Chicago this year.
Never.
Even Atlanta from last year. Like, these teams are just going to look so different.
Yep.
But if he can't not get hit all the time and make mistakes, then I don't know what. It could get really ugly. So we'll see. Interesting one.
I read on him that he was unlike, I forgot who wrote this piece, unlike any quarterback in the last 15 years where every single pass was either a dump off or it was a moon ball. That he led the league in, I think he led the league in passes, percentage of his passes over 15 air yards and also was like top five in the league in under one air yard. There was no in the middle. It was either he was throwing it deep or he was throwing a screen.
I'm excited to see some moon ball dump offs. I'd like to see that tried.
Yep.
Just, you know, it's a little pass to the flat, but it's way up in the air.
He just throws
it
straight.
Let's get crazy. Yes. 10. We got to move faster. Indianapolis?
I'll say Jaguars.
Indianapolis.
Okay. Richardson, are you worried?
I want to bet on that to work.
Me too.
I want to bet on that to work. The Colts heard on a podcast the other day they have the worst secondary in the league. So
good.
I'm okay with them here.
Good. If you have Richardson, good. Give up 40 points a game if you have to. I don't care. I want offense. 9.
Jaguars.
I like Cleveland here. I think Watson, like, there really might be some... Joe, I think you even said this, too. Like, I think there might be really something wrong there with his arm.
I want to bet he doesn't finish the season as their starting quarterback. Injuries, whatever. They find a reason to shut him down because it's going so poorly, and they have 3 backups behind him, unless they've traded one in the last 20 minutes and I missed it.
I am still Cleveland better than Jacksonville. Too many good players. Like, they won 11 games. Like, we talk about the Steelers all the time for how do they do it. The Browns just won 11 games. Guy's been coach of the year twice. I'm not sure Watson has to be good.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think they might have the best roster in football outside of the quarterback.
All right.
Best line in the league, last year best defense in the league. The receivers are better, I think. Like, they're not amazing, but I think they're pretty good.
Cleveland at 8, or how about Miami?
Miami. That's my pick.
All right, Miami. Are you drafting any Malik Washington?
I'm not drafting any Malik. Should I be?
He's going to be wide receiver 3. The question is, well, one question is he good enough? The other is, does that matter in a Dolphins offense? But I think it could, plus an injury away. If you like the player, that could be a sneaky, there I am with that word again, with you on, late round pick.
I began the summer loving the idea of getting Achan because of the upside, and I've ended the summer pivoting to Mostert.
Oh, wow. I cannot.
He's running back 5. I don't know. He's going to be involved. He's going to be involved, and until he doesn't start getting the touchdowns, I want to bet on him at his ADP.
Also, there's Jalen Wright in that backfield as a rookie. Miami at 8, 7. Browns?
Jets.
Oof. Another one of these guys with the Jets. What are you not seeing?
Jets. I don't think their quarterback makes it through the season.
It's not different than the Browns.
He was 26th in the league in QBR the last time he played a full season. He hasn't thrown a three. Ben Roethlisberger's thrown for 300 yards more recently than Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, buddy.
I'm not betting on the quarterback.
That is good. I bet there are a lot of fun names on that list.
Oh, yeah. I could.
Tyrod?
I had that.
Tyrod, who never threw for 300 here except for that one overtime game, would he have thrown a 300-yard game more recently than Aaron Rodgers? I can't wait to look that up.
Yeah, I have the list somewhere. I can send it to you.
I can look it up. Seven, so I'm Browns. Joe, you're Jet. All right, Cleveland. Cleveland at seven. Six?
Yeah. Jets.
Bengals.
Ooh.
I like the Bengals here.
All right.
Wow, okay. I don't hate it. I wouldn't have had him yet. But
all fine. These teams, whether the quarterback will make it through the season, will the wide receivers play at all? Cincinnati.
Right.
Five.
By the way, Joe Flacco has thrown 300 yards 6 times since the last time Aaron Rodgers
What's the date? What's the Rodgers date?
It was in the 2021 season. I think it's in December.
Okay. I have to write that down.
What number are we at? Five?
2021. Five, yes.
I'm good with the Jets here.
Yeah, Jets.
I was going to try to sneak the Bills in. The Jets are the favorite. It's not even close anymore. The Bills are closer at FanDuel, I think I was looking at yesterday. They're closer to third than first.
Why is that happening because it's being bet?
I don't know. We talked to Trista yesterday. Like there's definitely hype.
Yeah.
No one's hurt yet. PFF has them top five and everything. The listeners don't want to hear the speech again. Just except for quarterback, maybe, right? That's what you're gonna say. Which we'll see.
Yeah.
Four, Bills.
Oh, man, this is where when I was on Bulldog, I put the Ravens here, but Bills.
Three?
Ravens.
Houston. Ravens. Okay. Couldn't get it in fast enough. Two.
Texans.
Rank the three receivers in production.
Nico Collins, Tank Dell, Stephon Diggs.
I'm the same.
Yep.
Dell is playing. He's the one coming off the field in the preseason for two receiver sets, but I think he's too good.
Man, he looks so good. And Collins, I think, is great. Like, Collins would be, man, like, first-round pick, maybe, if they didn't have the two behind them. Do you think that's right? I feel like I'm grabbing him a lot. I wonder if the only argument against him right now as being, like, a star receiver in the league with the production is that he's just got the two guys right behind him.
I don't know. I hear a pretty wide range of takes about him, so I guess I'm kind of down the middle when it comes to Nico Collins. One, Kansas City, which added Samaje Perine today.
Oh, there goes my Carson Steele hype.
Carson Steele can take a seat. Luis Riz-Zamet didn't make it. Denerick Prince didn't make it. CEH still on the team, but another troubled offseason for him. Perine is probably Jerick McKinnon now.
Yeah, that's probably really like pass catching. Did you see the chart or the stat the other day that he led the league, or maybe it was led running backs in targets after the 2 minute warning by like?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like 35.
Oh, that's
like
good.
He had 92. Maybe not 92. Whatever the number was, though, he had the most targets inside the 2-minute warning in the league at running back, and it was like him and then a mile to second.
That's good. That's good. Good work, Joe. We needed you here. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, for sure.
Anything you want to promote?
What do I want to promote? I'm sitting down to get an episode of Locked On Sabres done here. So,
oh, right, the Sabres. I haven't thought about them in a while. Good idea.
Yeah, what would you talk about right now with the Sabres? There's a new Jumbotron. That's what to talk about.
What happens to Levi?
I think he is going to be 35 games this year, wow. And he is going to be their starter within the Luukkonen contract.
He'll outplay Luukkonen.
I'd predict within 5 years, every step of the way, he has been the top level for what he needs, like except for the NHL, which even last year, dig in on some of the advanced stats on him and think you'll find he had a way better year last year than his save percentage numbers say.
I like it.
I think it's going to be good.
I'm sure it'll be a good show. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks.
Sneaky Joe on the Western Hotline, reverse AFC power rankings. Once again, powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. A lot to do today. Next, we'll talk to Craig Hoffman, Team 980 in Washington, about Jaden Daniels and the Commanders. Greg Rousseau among our guests today as well. Thanks for listening. Bulldog is off. This is Mike Shope on WGR.
Spread it out on third down. Daniels pulls the trigger, looking for the deep ball down the sideline. And it's hauled in. Dayami Brown. Great snag for the first down.
Absolute preseason levels of hype there. And I think it's Ian Eagle, right? On the Washington preseason broadcast. A little bit of surprise in his voice as well. But I don't know. Thanks for joining me, Mike Shope. Bulldog is off this week. Later today, a lot. Scott Barrett from Fantasy Points. Greg Rousseau. And Sal Capaccio as well. And right now, it's Craig Hoffman, Team 980 in Washington, Odyssey Brethren. Craig, thanks for the time.
You got it, Mike. Great to talk to you. And I will say that was the Jets broadcast. I wish that we had Ian, all due respect to our guys that do it here. Great guys. But Ian's the absolute best that there is. And I would just tell you quickly the story. I was on a plane back from France watching at 30,000 feet flying somewhere over Canada, watching the Jets broadcast on my iPad of that game because that's my life.
Well, it doesn't sound so bad, actually. But
yeah, the flying back from Paris part, actually, you know, going to the Olympics, that was pretty cool. Having to come back and be like, you know what I need to do first? Watch the first preseason game. That wasn't my favorite.
What was the highlight for you in Paris?
So we were actually in Stade de France the night that Sydney McLaughlin broke the 400 world record. So nice. That, the gold medal women's soccer game, those two are perhaps the two greatest sporting nights of my life. Those are pretty awesome.
I watched a lot of the Olympics from Canada. And so I was speaking of the broadcast, I got Dan Schulman for the USA men's basketball.
Along with my good friend Megan McPeak, who's D.C.-based, okay. She's not being Canadian.
It was an absolute perfect performance from them. Like, there was not, you know, this clip, it's funny we're here. Like, that makes sense because it's not the home team and it's not, like, so excited about this play that really doesn't matter. That's how I like it to sound. And that's what it sounded like listening to Dan Shulman call the USA. It was the comeback against Serbia, not the gold medal game. That was tremendous. Wow. And we were in Canada on vacation. I have family there. And my sister-in-law is a dentist whose patient, one of her patients, was one of the two gold medal game finalists for Canada in beach volleyball. So,
oh, wow.
I can't say it was a sporting highlight of my life, but the event of the Olympics for us happened to be the Canadian women's beach volleyball team because, you know, we were connected there. So, great to watch. Cool. It must have been amazing to go.
I thought Noah did a great job. Ian's son, of course, did a great job on the U.S. basketball broadcast. But watching Team USA, our last night there, we were watching in our hotel room, watching Team USA men's basketball just rip the French hearts out and Steph Curry do the things he did. Watching the French broadcast of that was also a sporting highlight of my life. I didn't understand a word of it other than, oh, no.
Yes, it was so good. You're right. I think we have similar taste here. Well, let's get to the Washington Commanders. A lot of excitement, a lot of new things to talk about. I mean, relatively new ownership, coaching, Jaden Daniels, the Heisman winner, the new franchise QB, or at least they hope. What are the vibes like? I mean, this has been a team where a lot of the times we've chatted over the years, it's just been OMG, how miserable, whether it's the stadium or just anything with Snyder, all of it over the years. Has it taken a 180 or is it just too early for that?
I mean, on the field, it's too early because we need to see if they're better than last year. And they have the highest percent of roster turnover. So it's different. Better is still TBD based off the results. I think it definitely will be. They won four games. The bar is incredibly low. Off the field, it is completely different. The level of professionalism, the vibes, if you will, the investment in the team, the culture around the team, just, it could not be different. The competence level of almost everyone in the organization. And it's funny because there are a couple of holdovers that like worked for previous administrations. And it's funny talking to them and just how excited they are to be like, man, why was I working here before? Like, it's so much better now. And so I'm really happy for a couple of those people that I know personally that are good people or people that we deal with in our jobs here in DC and the media. So, all in all, yeah, it is completely different. They've revamped a ton of stuff in the stadium. Like, it is putting lipstick on a pig until they can get a new one, which Josh Harris, the owner, said on Sunday probably won't come till at least 2030. But they are willing to spend the money. They're willing to say, hey, we realize we're stuck here for a little bit longer. We're trying to unlock the RFK site. We're trying to get into, you know, figure out what our future is. But for right now, the word he used was comfortable. He wants to make fans comfortable coming to the stadium. And I don't think fans have been comfortable being fans here for most of the 25 years, nevertheless being comfortable actually going to a game.
Mm-hmm. So I'd like to know your opinions, Craig, on what they've gotten right here or not as we sit here at 0-0 with Dan Quinn, with Cliff Kingsbury in my fantasy, you know, obsession. I'm talking way more often about him and what the offense will be than I am Quinn. But, you know, Quinn is the head coach. And then Daniels, of course, the number two overall pick. Just your thoughts on these choices.
Yeah, I mean, I liked Quinn coming in. I was biased by my podcast co-host, Logan Paulson, who said Quinn was probably his favorite head coach he had in the NFL in the 10 years that he played. He was with Dan in Atlanta, and he's just like, there's something different about that guy. And I also knew that while obviously things ended for obvious reasons, the 28-3 comeback and then the ensuing not as good seasons in Atlanta after Kyle Shanahan left, Dan, unlike a lot of coaches who just go, ah, I got screwed, he took a huge, like, 360-degree look at everything he did and prepared himself for the next opportunity. Obviously went to Dallas, tremendously successful. So I'm a big Quinn guy. I just like his process. I like the way he talks. I like the way he thinks. I think there's a realness and authenticity to him that really matters as a leader. And so I like that choice a lot, especially, you know, I was high as many were on Ben Johnson in terms of an idea, but once he came out of the equation, and maybe we learned a little bit more in terms of his readiness to be that A1 leader that you need to be as a head coach, like, Quinn really is, I think, a great choice. Cliff's the interesting one to me. Jaden, I'm a huge fan of, for all the reasons that people would expect someone to like Jaden Daniels, his maturity, his physical talent, his poise, all that kind of stuff. Cliff, my big thing for him is I know he's going to make life easy on Jaden early. I know that he has an ability to present clean pictures to quarterbacks. I know he firmly believes in getting the ball to his playmakers. I know he's not afraid to run the football and not over-leverage his offensive line. My question is, when we get to November, will the Cliff Kingsbury late-season dive that has plagued him from Texas Tech to Arizona strike again? Now that he is just an offensive coordinator and not a head coach, can he dedicate the time to making sure that defenses don't catch up with him in the back half of the season, really the last quarter of the season? That's my question, but the early season stuff, I totally get why he's successful. He's really impressive. I like what they're doing, and now we have to see if it works in the actual regular season.
From what I've heard, I don't want to take full ownership of this because I'm not so much a tape grinder, but I listen a lot and read a lot. The debate on Daniels is the processing. You know, it sounds a little bit like Justin Fields. Nobody questions his athletic ability, big arm. You know, the highlights are crazy good. But can he go second read, third read? Is that a lot of what you're hearing be analyzed about him? I don't know if you have a take on how it's going, or maybe just whether or not that kind of, question's fair.
I definitely think it's a fair enough question based off what we saw in college, because in college they threw a ton outside the numbers. They were able to create a lot of one-on-ones, and he had absolute, like, stallions on the outside. He has Malik Nabers, who's a top, what, sixth pick in the draft. He's got not Brian Robinson. That's the running back here.
Brian Thomas.
Brian Thomas, thank you. I was like, his name's definitely Brian, and he was a first-rounder. Brian Thomas on the other side. You know, he's got a guy who's going to be a top-five pick at left tackle protecting him, like, in next year's draft. They were loaded. And so it didn't have to be hard, and their offense represented that schematically. But I remember talking to Dan Orlovsky on my show. He came on with us just before the draft. And Dan said, I love Daniels because I think he has the best eyes in the draft. And so when he had to, he processed it quickly. And then you see him in person here, Mike, and oh, my God, is that true? Like, Orlovsky was all over that. He processes information so cleanly. It is really, really impressive. Now, he's going to get tripped up this year because he's a rookie. And he will see stuff he's never seen before, and that is just how it goes. But between what they do with personnel and formations and how Cliff presents clean pictures and Jaden's ability to move, not just quickly, because in the NFL now, and hopefully this doesn't get too nerdy, but like a lot of it is not the same that we have been taught to think about progressions, because defensive coverages have become so convoluted. It's not a clean cover three or cover two like you'd see on Madden, and we think of the dots on the Madden screen, right? It's these zone match concepts, and not to name drop, but we talked to Matt Ryan, who was with Logan in Atlanta, which is how we got him on our show, a couple of years ago on the podcast. And Matt said by the end of his career, he stopped trying to read coverages against certain teams. He kind of figured, like, I need to know where this guy is, and if he, like, say it's a safety, and if he drops back, I'm throwing the underneath. If he jumps the underneath, I'm throwing up top. And I might throw a touchdown and have no idea, even when I look at the pictures, what coverage it was against, because they are so convoluted now. And so what you have to be able to do as a quarterback is actually go back to kind of linear reads, to literally go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and to be able to eliminate sometimes two at a time. And Jaden can process it that quickly, and that is an essential survival skill in the modern NFL, and he seems very much so, based off what we've seen in camp, and a lot of the scouting stuff that you hear once you dig a little deeper, to have that.
Very good. Just a few minutes left with Craig Hoffman here, Mike Shope on WGR. What about weapons? Jahan Dotson, I mean, that ended quickly. Do they have McLaurin? I see McLaurin as good to very good, not like super elite, but I don't know if I'd want him to be my wide receiver one, like by a lot. But I like the player. What about after him?
I have such a soft spot for Terry because I was still on the beat his rookie year and just watching that dude work. He's everything you want in a football player in terms of he's got physical talent, but just great leader, great, like, salt of the earth human being, and an absolute grinder. But I also am fully aware that he's not Justin Jefferson, right? Like, he is 6 feet tall. He doesn't have some of the bigger play ability from a size standpoint, even if he's got 4.3 speed and wins. And I would say a higher percent than you'd think of like 50-50 type balls because of his toughness and his strength. But to your point as well, like behind him, it's a bunch of question marks. Deami Brown hasn't had 500 yards in his career in 3 years. And based off of the amount of snaps he gets this year, like I certainly hope he's going to have 500 yards this season, because if not, their offense probably wasn't very good. I think the biggest weapon besides Terry, though, is Zach Ertz at tight end. He came into this offseason healthy, which is the first time in years he's told us that he has felt better in camp than he has in years because he wasn't spending the entire offseason rehabbing, and he has looked tremendous in camp. He just kind of understands how to get open, and he and Jaden have a great rapport. So I think him, you know, Ben Sinnott, the kid they drafted out of K-State, I think will have some big games this year. I don't know that I'd rely on him like in fantasy or anything from a consistency standpoint. Olamide Zaccheaus, you know, he's had some success, some up and down years, Atlanta and other places. He had a really good camp. Can he do it in the regular season? But Jahan just didn't play with like the toughness and physicality that they want to build as their identity of, as a football team. And thus, and I don't think his attitude reflected a desire to change. And so they shipped him out. And, you know, Luke McCaffrey, they drafted in the third round. I tend to think that like, there's some pieces here that are intriguing down depth chart in an ideal world. And in year one of a rebuild, the receiver position was just not something that they prioritized. They chose to use their draft capital in other places. And I also think they wanted to see how good Jahan could be. And then when it didn't work out, they're like, well, shoot, we have a hole. So I would imagine they invest in this next season. Or, you know, who knows, if Brandon Ayuk doesn't sign an extension with San Francisco and something goes sideways in their season, he's available at the trade deadline and Jaden Daniels is awesome. Could they make a move then? I guess. Not counting on all of those things happening, though. But point being, like, I think you're right to point out that that is a big question. There's enough that Daniels is not going to sink, but it is certainly something they're going to need to address if they want to be a championship contender 3 years from now.
Just quickly, yes or no, Craig, if you can, do you think Eckler has anything left?
Yes. I think he's looked sharp this offseason. He and Robinson will split, but yes.
And thoughts on Curtis Samuel here?
How's his toe doing? Last time I checked, he was having turf toe injuries. Here's the thing with Curtis. If he's healthy, he's really can be really effective. You should give him the football and let him be Curtis Samuel, because Curtis Samuel's like a football player. Keeping him healthy is hard, and unfortunately, I think you guys have already realized that.
Yeah, he, I guess, best as I know, is just iffy for that first game. There's so much time between, like, before the last preseason game when he has the injuries, goes back to week two, and then week one of the regular season. You know, the Bills say things, a lot of teams would, like week to week or multiple weeks, right. And that doesn't even have to mean not available for week one. So I think there's probably still some chance for Samuel.
Well, and the NFL has the silly rule, as I well learned as a beat reporter years ago, like you don't have to actually give an injury report until week one. And then there's like a league mandated, you know, probable, questionable, or, you know, limited full participant stuff. So I'd be very curious if, you know, he's limited on Wednesday next week when they have to give the report. But I hated how they used Curtis here last year. He's so much better than what they used him at, or at least he used to be, but it's been a couple of years now. So I like the idea of Curtis Samuel in Buffalo and using him as a multifaceted player, but you know, he's got to stay healthy, and we'll see what the staff up there, you know, if they use him as kind of that quasi running back sometimes. Is he in the slot? Can he run routes on the outside? Because he can do all of that stuff. Just what's the best usage for him in that offense with the other weapons they have?
You sound very much like me about this with the Bills and their receivers, all the changes. It just sounds to me kind of how bad teams talk when they want to use all these different guys in these different roles and everybody eats and all this. Like that sounds to me like you don't have somebody good and or great.
But you know what you guys do have, Mike, that we haven't had here in 30 years?
Yes.
You have a good quarterback, and that tends to help a lot.
That should help.
Hopefully we now have one too, but Josh Allen, good at football.
Yes, not blind to that. Very good. Always great to talk to you, Craig. Thank you.
You as well, Mike. Thank you.
Craig Hoffman, Team 980 in Washington. Jaden Daniels. I talked to Matthew Collar on his podcast today, Purple Insider, and he gave me some higher lowers at underdog. And he had Daniels rushing at 525, and I'm just like, I would go over on that. He's just got to stay on the field. If he stays on the field, I think you could have a season like Lamar Jackson's rookie year, where not ready yet to run a traditional offense, but just electric when he has the ball. So I kind of like the idea of Daniels going higher than that number. All right, busy day. Greg Rousseau, I'm now told, is going to be 4:30. Their practices may be ending earlier, or just, I don't know, something might have changed there, but we're going to have the Bills edge rusher coming up at 4:30, and then Sal will join closer to 5. Before any of that, though, Scott Barrett, fantasy points, last-minute draft tips for you. We have always had good conversations with Scott, too. That'll be in just over 15 minutes from now. This is Mike Shope. Bulldog is off this week. He'll be back with me on Tuesday once we get through Labor Day weekend. This is WGR. All right. So interesting day to day with, what, 4 guests plus Joe. Joe is a guest, even though he works here. 5 for reverse AFC power rankings. A minute to myself here. And then Scott Barrett, Greg Rousseau scheduled next hour. The Bills do not make, as you may have heard by now, any waiver claims, and neither do they lose anybody like Tyrell Shavers or Hardy from the punt return team to another team. So they filled out their practice squad. I'll talk to Sal about it later. Mike White, last night, brought in, signed as a veteran, didn't have to go through waivers, I believe, and is now a quarterback on the team. Mitch Trubisky was at practice today, I'm seeing from Sal, in a non-contact jersey. I'll ask Sal later what he thinks will happen in week one. White was kind of interesting playing for the Jets. And then it was Miami after that. I think, well, this isn't much to say, but you could do worse as at backup quarterback. And, I mean, Trubisky was not impressive. So, I don't know. He's been here. There's all of that to consider when you try to predict what the Bills or any team will do that has value. Familiarity has value to teams, but I don't know. I might like Mike White more. So we'll find out more about him later today. So many moves yesterday with cuts and players placed on injured reserve. We've got Scott Barrett coming up next to talk some fantasy. Yesterday was just a ride. I mean, trying to keep up with everything. And, you know, we sickos are out here drafting just constantly, and almost every news item sort of changes what you might want to do. I'm at the end of a lot of drafts. And so, oh, okay, well, Samaje Perine, he might go to a new team. Here, I'm going to rank him here. Dalvin Cook somehow is back in the NFL, signing with Dallas. What about that? You know, these late round decisions can be really important. And it just felt, I'm exhausted. I mean, that's embarrassing, I know. But I'm just literally exhausted from all of the, you know, the work trying to keep up with all the news. Then you have waivers today. Perine goes to the Chiefs. That makes him go. He goes from zero to something relevant just immediately by that. And I don't know. I have the different apps and the notifications. And sometimes the notifications will just be like, the Kansas City Chiefs are. And it just could be anything. Somebody's out for the season. Somebody's being traded. Signed, cut, and you try to guess, like, what is the rest of the sentence going to be? This is how they get you. They only give you the beginning. They give you the team, and then maybe a verb, and it's up to you to figure out the rest or click on them, you know, pay them their money. And I just, it's a wild ride trying to keep up. Scott Barrett knows all about it. Fantasypoints.com. He'll join me after sports. This is Mike Shope on WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.